You know, part of the tactics of this and part of the debate is frankly around journalism. And Glenn Greenwald referenced it when I asked him a question about whether he should or will face charges, which has been raised. And, you know, I want to acknowledge there is a debate on Twitter that goes on online about this, even as we're speaking. And here's what Greenwald has tweeted after his appearance this morning. Who needs the government to try to criminalize journalism when you have David Gregory to do it? And I want to directly take that on, because this is the problem with someone who claims that he's a journalist, who would object to a journalist raising questions, which is not actually embracing any particular point of view. And that's part of the tactics of the debate here, when in fact lawmakers have questioned him. There's a question about his role in this, the Guardian's role in all of this. It is actually part of the debate. Rather than going after the questioner, he could take on the issues, and he had an opportunity to do that here on Meet the Press. What is journalism, Mike Murphy, and what is appropriate is actually part of this debate.
Absolutely, and the great irony to me in all this is this so-called whistleblower can only go to almost rogue nations to hide, because anywhere there's rule of law, he'd get extradited. He's a felon, he's a fugitive. It's a bad sign for Hong Kong, that has built an image of having its own independence from the PRC with its own system of law. That's up in the smoke today, and that's going to have repercussions in our relationship, I think, with the Chinese. So we'll see what happens. He may wind up on the run in Caracas, but it's clear he's a felon and a fugitive, and he will not have a good life now.